Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, March 20th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, WestRock has broken ground on a facility expansion in North Carolina. Also making headlines last week, Georgia-Pacific says it will shut down the 121-year-old Day Street paper mill in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from SeaBright products. Since 1984, SeaBright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, SeaBright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline, Memphis, Tennessee. International Paper announces it may sell its stake in the Russian Ilim Group. International Paper announced its intention to explore strategic options, including the possible sale of its 50% ownership interest in the Russian Ilim Group. International Paper says it has no intention to seek suspension of operations or to initiate any liquidation or bankruptcy proceedings with respect to the Ilim Group. International Paper first went into business in Russia in 1995, opening a small office in Moscow to explore opportunities. 3 years later, it bought a paper mill in Svetozarsk in the Leningrad region near the border with Finland, which was 125 years old. The plant produces office and offset paper, cardboard, and thermomechanical mass. It employs 1,500 people. In 2007, International Paper acquired 50% of the Ilim Group for a $365 million deal. Most of the other half of the Ilim Group is owned by entrepreneur Zakhir Shmushkin, who is the group's chairman of the board. A key element of the joint venture was a long-term investment program, as a result of which International Paper invested about $3.2 billion in the development of the group's production in 10 years after joining the Ilim Group. From 1998 to 2018, International Paper's investments in the capital projects at the Svetozarsk pulp and paper mill, fully owned by International Paper in Russia, amounted to $752 million. In January of 2022, Sylvamo Corporation, part of International Paper, announced plans to invest an additional $230 million in the modernization of the Svetozarsk plant. Dateline, Miamisburg, Ohio. Verso announces stockholder approval of merger agreement with Billerud Korsnäs. International Paper announced that at its special meeting of stockholders held March 11th, its stockholders voted to approve previously announced merger with Billerud-Korsnäs AB, as well as other related proposals. The merger proposal was supported by approximately 98.5% of vote cast, representing about 73% of outstanding shares of Verso's common stock. The final voting results of the special meeting is tabulated by an independent inspector of elections, will be filed as part of a Form 8K with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Verso and Billerud-Korsnäs now expect the merger to close in late March or April of 2022, subject to the satisfaction of customary closing conditions, including the receipt of approvals from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the Public Service Commissioner of Wisconsin. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Dayton, Washington. Columbia Pulp ordered to pay $758,000 of debt or its property will be sold at the courthouse. Columbia Pulp LLC has until April 15th to pay off a debt of $758,490.97 plus fees, or its property near Starbuck Mill will be sold to satisfy the judgment, according to Columbia County Superior Court papers posted on social media by the county sheriff's office on Thursday, March 10th. This comes on the heels of the company announcing a shutdown of its Starbuck Mill in mid-February for an undetermined length of time to develop the market for its unique product, a straw fiber alternative to wood. The debt is due to Pasco-based construction company DKB Incorporated, according to the paperwork. Local media was unable to reach a spokesperson for the attorney for Columbia Pulp, and the story is still developing. Columbia Pulp, billed as the first tree-free pulp mill in North America, recycling local agricultural waste into an alternative fiber for paper and paper and packaging product manufacturers, constructed a 140,000-square-foot pulping mill on the property about 35 miles north of Dayton, under judgment at 1351 Highway 261 less than 3 years ago. The company finally opened its doors in September 2019 to 80 or so employees after a decade-long quest for financing. The project was granted its building permit from Columbia County in June 2016, and $134 million of tax-exempted municipal solid waste bonds from the Washington Economic Development Finance Authority was authorized back in 2015. Columbia Pulp also received $20 million in New Markets Tax Credit financing, which provides incentives for community development and economic growth through the use of tax credits that attract private investment to distressed communities. But the mill was operating less than 6 months before having to close due to pandemic restrictions. The mill reopened in June of 2021. Then, just last month, Columbia Pulp announced that they were shutting down a majority of operations for an undetermined length of time, beginning February 18th. Nearly all staff employed by the company was let go, with a small staff continuing to handle daily business operations. The company's interim CEO, Terry Ryan, said that the company continues to maintain a staff at its Lion Ferry site, and we're expected to maintain our Dayton office. If Columbia Pulp does not satisfy its debt to DKB Incorporated, the sheriff's office has been ordered to sell the property at high noon April 15th on the front steps of the Columbia County Courthouse at 341 East Main Street in Dayton, Washington. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Pop Ritalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Helsinki. UPM strike extended again. Negotiations for the new collective labor agreements between UPM businesses and paper workers union have continued intensively, UPM said. On March 16th, the union announced a two-week extension to the strike at most UPM's Finnish mills until the 16th of April 2022, unless new collective labor agreements are reached before that. The paper workers union strike at UPM Pulp, UPM Biofuels, UPM Communication Papers, UPM Specialty Papers, and UPM Raflatac units in Finland began on the 1st of January 2022. Currently, approximately 200 union members at the work at the mills in tasks critical to society, such as power plants and water treatment facilities, quote. In recent weeks, the parties have negotiated primarily in one-on-one negotiations. Despite intense negotiations, agreements have not been reached. Therefore, UPM Pulp's negotiations continue now in the official conciliation process, says Jyrki Holman, Vice President of Labor Markets at UPM. UPM will service its customers from its mills outside of Finland to the extent possible. At this point, UPM does not disclose estimates of the economic impacts of the strikes. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Can for Pulp appoints Kevin Eggson as president and CEO. Canfor Pulp Products Incorporated is pleased to announce the appointment of Kevin Eggson as president and CEO effective April 11, 2022. Kevin will be focused on optimizing the value of Canfor Pulp's business, and he will start this work by leading the company through a comprehensive business review. Quote, Kevin's proven ability to build and lead highly effective teams, in combination with his extensive experience in the forest sector, make him the ideal choice to lead Canfor Pulp and the company as the company works to improve operational reliability and optimize the use of our fiber supply, said John Baird, chair of Canfor Pulp Board of Directors. Kevin has an impressive leadership track record in the forest products industry, having most recently served as president and CEO of EACOM Timber Corporation for nearly a decade. Prior to joining EACOM, Kevin was with Miller Western Forest Products Limited in a series of increasingly senior roles, including serving as chief financial officer. Dateline New York, Mercer International CEO David Gandossi to retire. Mercer International Incorporated announced that David Gandossi, who has served as chief executive and president since 2015, is retiring. The company says board of directors has appointed Juan Carlos Bueno to succeed Mr. Gandossi as CEO and president effective May 1st, 2022. That's good. Mr. Bueno will also be nominated for election to the board at the upcoming 2022 Annual General Meeting of Shareholders. Mr. Gandossi will step down from his current executive duties as part of turning 65 years old this year. After more than 7 years as CEO and president, he will continue with the company as an advisor until August 31st and assist Mr. Bueno and Mercer to ensure a smooth transition, the company said. Mr. Bueno most recently served as chairman of the board and co-founder of Global Energy, which produces novel green energy generation devices. Dateline Nigeria, Kimberly Clark opens $100 million diaper facility in Nigeria. Kimberly Clark Nigeria is a subsidiary of U.S.-based multinational personal care corporation Kimberly Clark, has opened a new $100 million state-of-the-art diaper manufacturing facility in Kayorodu. The new site has a capacity to create more than 1,000 direct and 5,000 indirect jobs. At the formal offering, Claire Pirangelo, the principal officer of the U.S. conglomerate General in Lagos, commented, quote, "The U.S. mission to Nigeria continues to work with our counterparts in the Nigerian government to promote an environment that is inviting to U.S. businesses. Through this model of cooperation, we will realize mutually beneficial outcomes, increasing investment, capacities for job creation, and partnerships while improving the lives of workers and customers," end of quote. The Ikorodu facility spans 14,800 square meters, on a total land plot of 86,000 square meters. It will produce diapers under the Huggies brand name for the domestic market. Kimberly Clark began operations in Nigeria back in 2012 with the introduction of Huggies diapers into the Nigerian market in 2015 and Kotex sanitary pads in 2019. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the Steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your Steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows Steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your Steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Claremont, North Carolina. WestRock breaks ground on Claremont facility expansion. WestRock Company, a global manufacturer of differentiated paper and packaging solutions, has broken ground on a 285,000 square foot expansion at its consumer packaging facility in Claremont. The $47 million investment was bolstered by a performance-based grant for the One North Carolina Fund, and it's expected to create 50 new jobs by the end of the next year. During the groundbreaking ceremony, WestRock project manager and Catawba County native Jason Smitherman remarked, quote, "WestRock has operated on these grounds for 25 years, and this investment ensures that we will be here for many more to come. The project would not have been possible without the commitment to and belief in WestRock by the city of Claremont, Catawba County, and the state of North Carolina," end of quote. The expanded facility and its employees will support WestRock's production of sustainable fiber-based packaging for some of the world's leading food service, and beverage brands. Daylong in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Georgia Pacific to shut down the 121-year-old Day Street paper mill in Green Bay. Georgia Pacific announced that it will shut down its 121-year-old Day Street mill and phase over the next 18 months. The company on Wednesday evening announced it would phase out production at the mill beginning in mid-May, when the company plans to shut down tissue production. Additional closures will occur in September, and napkin production will end in the fall of 2023. About 190 employees will lose their jobs, but the company said those employees will be able to apply for other jobs in the company. That includes the more than 100 new jobs that will be created with a $500 million expansion of the Broadway Mill in Green Bay. That expansion is for production of premium paper towels. Georgia Pacific cited less cost-competitive machinery at Day Street, changing customer demand, toilet paper production upgrades, and investments at other company manufacturing plants as a reason for the decision to close the mill. Dateline Chillicothe, Ohio. Fire at Pixel Mill in Ohio. A fire occurred after midnight on Wednesday, March 16th, occurred at the Pixel Specialty Solutions paper mill in Chillicothe in the area where the wood chips are kept, according to officials. It was believed that a cargo belt of some kind might have been the origin of the inferno. Area police closed down Bridge Street to allow fire trucks to access the area, according to reports. Dateline Chatham, New Jersey. Chatham Asset Management sends letter to Rayonier Advanced Materials Board of Directors. Chatham Asset Management LLC, a private investment firm which managed funds that beneficially own approximately 6.3% of the outstanding common stock shares of Rayonier Advanced Material, is a substantial bondholder of the company, last week sent a letter to the board of directors expressing concerns that management is not taking action quickly enough to proactively address the company's upcoming debt maturities. In light of rising interest rates, Chatham delivered a suggested term sheet to Rayonier Advanced Material Management earlier in the week, outlined a possible exchange offer of the company's 5.5% senior notes due June 1, 2024, into a new 5-year notes and proposed buyback of a portion of the 2024 notes that Chatham owns. Chatham urges management and the board to take seriously this suggestion to capitalize on the company's strong liquidity while reducing gross debt and balance sheet risk. If you want to read the whole letter that Chatham sent Rayonier Advanced Materials, visit our Nip Impressions website at www.nipimpressions.com. That's www.nipimpressions.com. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.